FM, live and local. This is the Morning Primetime Newsmaker.
And the Newsmaker segment today is brought to you by MRSK Buildings, constructing all kinds of buildings from shops and garages to equipment storage, livestock facilities, and barn homes. MRSK Buildings, where their business is your building. Jeff Hodges, call him at 620-340-7732.
If you've been thinking about adding a building to your property, let MRSK Buildings help you every step of the way. MRSK Buildings is your stud frame and post frame building headquarters. At MRSK Buildings, they construct all types of buildings from shops and garages to equipment storage, livestock facilities, and barn homes. At MRSK Buildings, their business is your building. Call Jeff Hodges at 340-7732 or visit 2604 West Highway 50 across from Bluestem.
721 KVOE AM, KVOE FM on this Thursday morning. It's Newsmaker time, and we say good morning to Tim Rogers. And Tim, how are you this morning?
Doing pretty good. How about you?
Doing well. So Tim is in this morning to talk about a special benefit meal coming up in the new year for Theron Mott. So give us the details, Tim.
Okay, we're going to be holding this at the Admire Fire Station, which the address is 423 East 7th Street in Admire. If you can find the water tower there in Admire, we're right next to it. The time's going to be 5 to 7.
Tim, what you going to have on the plates here for everybody?
We are going to have a hamburger hot dog feed with chips and baked beans and, of course, drinks. We have a suggested $7 per plate, but it's a free will donation.
Also, I think, too, you've got a silent auction that's going to be taking place here as part of the activities as well. Do you have anything that you wanted to highlight right now, or you just want to let folks know that you've got the silent auction and people can donate to that here at this time?
Yeah, we have quite a few items that have been donated. Someone reached out and donated a custom fishing rod. The winner will contact the maker, and they'll make it up for them. We've had photography people reach out and offer studio sessions. We've had farmers donate half a beef that's processed. So the winner would just go pick it up. We've had a gentleman donate penthouse seats to Chiefs game for next season. We've had a gun get donated. I believe it's a 270 I forget the name of it now.
That's all right.
What? We're visiting with Tim Rogers, who's the battalion chief for District 2 in Admire. And Tim, the Newsmaker interview here this morning on KVOE AM, KVOE FM. Let me back up a little bit and apologize. I didn't set this up very well. And we're talking about the benefit supper coming up January 8th in Admire. And this is for Theron Mott. And Theron was injured in a fire earlier this month here in Emporia, mm-hmm. Providing aid to the Emporia Fire Department. Talk a little bit about Theron and his relationship to the Admire Fire Department, his relationship to you guys, and what he means to you guys, and why this is important to you guys to put this benefit on.
Okay. Theron joined the fire department when he was still in high school. He started off as a junior firefighter. He found his love for the fire service and joined Emporia Fire for a while, got his EMT. Theron really loves helping out his community. First day of his honeymoon, he skipped out to go to a structure fire. It pains the department that he got injured. He's a guy that will brighten your day by making jokes, and he's just an all-around good guy. And the community has stepped up and been willing to help out with him.
Tim, how much of a relief was it here about a week ago when he was able to come home? Because he went to, obviously, Newman Regional Health first, spent several days, I think, at Stormont Vale Hospital after being transferred. And I think it was either Thursday or Friday of last week he was able to come home. How much of a relief was it for you and for other firefighters to see him coming home and getting a chance to rest at home?
It was a huge relief. Knowing he was coming home, I don't think I truly have words to describe it.
Is there any timetable for Theron to get back to work at this particular point in time, or is that just basically all on hold right now while he gets a chance to recover and rest and relax for a little bit?
Well, he's looking at being off work a minimum of 8 weeks. And he's going to have to do a lot of physical therapy during that time and afterwards.
Understood. In case people would like to donate to the silent auction, Tim, how do they do that? Do they just simply reach out to you directly, or are there other points of contact that you would like to let folks know about here this morning?
I'm pretty well the main one that they could reach out to.
Okay.
They can either hit me up on Facebook at Tim Rogers or call me on my cell phone at 620-412-7186.
Outstanding. Is there anything specific that you would like donated at this point in time, or basically any and all donations for silent auctions are welcomed and appreciated at this stage?
Yeah, pretty well. Any items are welcome and appreciated.
Okay, sounds good. All right, remind us of what's going to be taking place here January 8th and where people need to go.
We are having a benefit dinner to raise money for Theron Mott. It's going to be at the Admire Fire Station at 423 East 7th Street in Admire. It's a $7 per plate suggestion, free will.
Sounds good. And
the time's going to be 5 to 7.
And Tim, before I let you go, I know it's a little cliche, but as much time as you guys tend to spend together, I know first responders, you guys are like family. I know this is really tough for you guys right now, but basically one of your brothers is injured. This is a pretty tough situation, but how are you and the rest of the crew kind of holding up right now?
We're holding up pretty good. It's a huge relief having him home and being able to call him and go see him. A lot of people have stepped up to help out and open up their schedule to be able to respond more.
And it kind of helps, too.
We've had some new members join because of it.
Probably helps, too, Tim, that you haven't been super busy with calls, at least at this particular point in time.
Yes, that is correct.
Good deal.
Well, Tim, we appreciate your time this morning. Keep us updated. We still have a couple weeks between now and then. I'm guessing there's a Facebook page. People want more information, they can get on Facebook and get some more information on the benefits supper coming up in January.
Yes. I know it's on my page, Theron's page, his wife Kaylee. A lot of the firefighters have shared it.
Well, we're talking about it on our airwaves as well, and we'll continue to do so. But big benefit supper coming up January 8th at the Admire Fire Station, 423 East 7th Avenue, or East 7th Street, excuse me, in Admire, 5 to 7 p.m., a suggested $7 donation per plate, plus a big silent auction, a lot of really great items there, as Tim mentioned, and it benefits Theron Mott, who was injured responding to a fire earlier this month, and some pretty serious injuries just coming home here recently, and going to be out a minimum of 8 weeks before he's able to possibly return to work. So if you can make it up there in January 8th, definitely invite you to do so. If you can donate to the silent auction or would just like to make a donation, get a hold of Tim, 620-412-7186, or look for more information on the Facebook page. Tim, thanks for your time this morning.
Hey, thanks, Tim. Merry Christmas.
Thank you. Merry Christmas.
Tim Rogers, the District 2 Battalion Chief, joining us this morning on our Newsmaker interview. You can hear the emotion. Very, very tough thing.
Yeah.
Definitely one of his brothers injured in that that fire, and tough to talk about right there.
Yeah, it's good to have Theron Mott home, but again, 2 months off right now of everything kind of gives you an indication of just how significant his injuries were, and really how significant injuries can be for emergency responders in a devastating situation like that, just for the building itself. So if you can support Theron Mott, whether it's through the upcoming supper and silent auction on the 8th or through the GoFundMe page, which is active and near its goal of $5,000, please do so. Want to let you know, too, as we look at the schedule here for tomorrow, on KVUE's Newsmaker segment, we will be joined by Public Works Solid Waste Supervisor Keith Sen as we talk about holiday trash pickup and tree disposal schedules. Next week's schedule, at least for the Newsmaker slots, pretty close to full. The only one we have available is on Wednesday. Newsmaker 2s and Talk of Emporias, though, are open. So if you wanted to get one of those, call us or email us, 620-342-1400 or KVUE@KVUE.com.
All right, Chuck, thank you very much. Our Newsmaker interview this morning brought to you by MRSK Buildings, constructing all types of buildings from shops and garages to equipment storage, livestock facilities, and barn homes. MRSK Buildings, where their business is your building. Call Jeff Hodges today at 620-340-7732. KVOE AM, KVOE FM 733 here on this Thursday morning. We'll get weather with TV 13 meteorologist Doug Myers up next.
Elder abuse, neglect, and exploitation comes in many forms. Elder abuse is taking money or valuable items.